Joe! Hey, Joe, wait!
No time for a story today, Willie. Willie, Joe thought quickly, still on crutches and still smiling. The little boy who'd proved you could get hit by a dump truck and live.
Just a teensy-weensy one? Real, real, real short.
Joe wondered how anybody could get around Willie's great black African eyes. Maybe that's why the dump truck hadn't finished him off. How could anybody destroy eyes that beautiful? The more Willie talked, the larger they got. Joe planned to really test them out one day, but not now.
And don't tell me no stories about big trucks that talk about kids playing in the street, because trucks can't talk.
Say what? Joe teased him.
You said you was gonna tell me a black story.
Okay, little chump. Next time I'll tell you about a black dude named Hannibal. He was a great general that had his army riding elephants like the elephants were tanks, man. Then one day they had some water to cross, see? So my story is how he made it across, okay?
You gonna tell me on your way back? Promise?
Joe laughed. You know how to hustle somebody, don't you? Okay, tell you what. You catch me coming back and I'll tell you about Hannibal. I promise. Joe watched Willie run back to the stoop, running fast on crutches with one foot missing. Yeah, little Hannibal, Joe thought. I promise. A clock in a cleaner's window read 5:18. The tip on Warwick was that he wasn't going to be at the record shop until after 5:30. I've got time, Joe thought, and maybe the right information. It wasn't easy to track Warwick. He could flick away fast. Joe thought of the pusher's tiny bird-like feet, slim, prancing ankles, and childlike shoulders. Joe remembered the drawing he had held in his hands a few minutes ago. Hold on, Paul, he thought. Warwick don't have to be your bag no more. It's you and me. Man, nothing you thinking can make you look bad as you do now. Phil's voice. Phil, his friend, was beside him, just like always in trouble time. A scene slipped into Joe's mind. He and Phil together once before. You bleeding, man.
Cool it, Phil. I'm all right. Ace cut me. You see Ace? I can't see too good.
Ace by the window.
Cover me.
The cops.
Oh, hell, man. Ace cut you bad. Hold on to me. Yeah, that's it.
We getting out of this damn store.
I said cover me.
Forget it, man. We get Ace later. Right now I got to climb this fire escape for both our behinds.
Joe, Ace in back of us, what you want to do? Slow down when we get to the fire escape.
Phil, with a voice deep as bedrock and a fist as hard. He had lived in 9 foster homes before he found a family that loved him. He could strum an electric guitar and sing better than anyone on records. What's happening?
Nothing, Joe said.
Something's always happening, baby. Let's go find it.
Later, Phil.
Cool.
Where you walking, Phil? Joe said.
I'm walking where you walking.
I can't use you right now.
Oh, man. Ellie's, Phil said and did a little boogaloo step on the sidewalk.
I'm not going over to Ellie's. I'm going over to Warwick's.
Warwick's?
I'm going to talk.
How you figuring, man? What's wrong with you?
Nothing. I'm going to see if I can work a deal about Paul. Unless it's too late and Paul got to him already.
Warwick won't give you the time of day.
Warwick understands money.
You ain't got enough money to rap with Warwick.
His own brother was killed on a dope double cross. Maybe he can dig how I feel.
Warwick don't care about your mother.
Know what he brags about?
What?
Joe was interested. It might help to know.
How bad his stuff is. Says you can die faster using his.
Joe felt suddenly like gutting somebody hard, gutting them bad.